It is always a great joy to bring you God's Word. My name is Gilbert Afo, and I thank you so much for tuning in to the Shepherd's Word podcast. Today, I just want to bring you a brief message I've titled, Made for Dominion. Made for Dominion. You are made to dominate this world. You are made to dominate this world. So if you are not dominating, then it means you are not winning. If you are not dominating, you are not winning. To dominate or to have dominion over something or over the earth or wherever you find yourself in life, it is to have power or right of governing and controlling. To have dominion is to have the power or right of governing and controlling. So that means that wherever you find yourself as a child of God, you need to have dominion. You need to have dominion because you're a child of God. And if you're not having dominion, it means you don't know what you have and who you are. And whenever the child of God is not exercising his right or exercising his dominion, it means he doesn't know who he is and what he has, and he's being defeated when he's supposed to be winning. He's rather being defeated. And if you're being defeated, that doesn't bring glory to God. Because when you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, this is what God said. It says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." He says, let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. In other words, God is saying, let them have power and let them have the right to govern and control all that I have made. So who you are is the image of God in you, the nature of God in you. And what you have is the power that has been bestowed on you to take charge over everything that God has made. So you ought to be controlling where you are. You ought to be domineering where you are. Whether you are in school, whether you are in business, whether you are working at a job somewhere, just by being a child of God must put you ahead of the game, must put you on top of the game, must put you ahead, because you have the nature of God in you and you have been given the power to control. So if you are allowing your environment to control you, your circumstances to control you, where you are to control you, then you are living under your power. And that is where the devil intends to keep you. Whereas God has commanded us to live on top, to dominate. A lot of us are rather living under the power that we have, and we have freely given the power to somebody else to control. And that is wrong. You have been given the power to dominate. God said, let them have dominion. So each and every day, wherever you find yourself, you must know that you have been given the power to dominate. Because God says, have dominion. So wherever you go, when the enemy is coming against you, know that you have the power to dominate. And the very nature of God is in you. So you can overcome whatever comes your way. And you can use your God power in you to overcome any challenge that comes against you. So don't walk through the day with your head down. Lift your head up, chest out, and live out your power. Because you have it in you. You only have to know how to tap into it and express it. And your life will never be the same. So my message today to you is simple. That know that you have been given the power to dominate over wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, whatever is coming against you, God has given you the power to dominate over it. So there is that power in you. Know how to tap into it, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and then start beginning to walk in your dominion. Thank you very much for tuning in. I trust and hope this blesses you. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.